While we don't know who will be living yet in the governor's mansion in Alabama, our commentator Pat Morrison does know some selective club members who are packing their bags and are heading to Washington.
They call the United States Senate the most exclusive club in the world. Please. For my money, what I have left of it in this economy, the most exclusive club in the world isn't the Senate, it's the Senate Spouses Club. You want star power? You want glamour? This is the place to look, not the Senate floor. Just think, Jackie O belonged to this tight little group back when she was still Jackie K. So did Bobby Kennedy's wife, Ethel, and both of Ted Kennedy's wives, not, of course, simultaneously. Lady Bird Johnson and her daughter Linda, both married to senators in their time, have poured tea and passed cookies or whatever it is they do there. Teresa Hines, the ketchup multimillionaires, is a twofer, married first to a Republican senator and now to a Democratic one. And thanks to her marriage to Senator John Warner, Elizabeth Taylor and her diamonds once belonged. There was a time, like 60 years ago, when you could rightly call it a wives' club. Not anymore. And guess who'll be joining in January? Bob Dole, Kansas Bob, former Senate Majority Leader, now husband to incoming North Carolina Senator Liddy Dole. He'll be joining another power spouse by the name of Bill Clinton. What will those two talk about over the teacups? Their 1996 campaign against each other? Viagra and other product endorsement opportunities? Oh, to be a fly on that gilded wall. Come to think of it, what did the club do back when all its members were wives? Knit socks for our boys in Korea, put together recipe books of favorite Senate dining room delicacies, admire the cut of that good Republican cloth coat worn by Senator Nixon's wife, Pat. Just as the Spouses Club now extends to men, like the former governor of Maine, John McKernan, married to Senator Olympia Snowe, it includes professional women, too. Kentuckian Mitch McConnell's wife is the Secretary of Labor, Elaine Chao. Iowan Tom Harkin's wife, Ruth, worked in both the Carter and Clinton administrations. There are some tantalizing if-onlys about the Senate Spouses Club. Former Senator Howard Baker could have matched Bob Dole's record as both senator and spouse by marrying Kansas Senator Nancy Kassebaum, but she was already retiring from the Senate when they tied the knot. And if she and Bob Kerry hadn't busted up before he left the Nebraska governor's job and became a senator, actress Deborah Winger might have pulled up a chair for a power spouse chat. However, it is not a club that would have welcomed senatorial squeezes on the side, the likes of, oh, Donna Rice. And if Animal House had been a documentary and not just a movie, and who's to say it wasn't really, the Spouses Club would have had the pleasure of the company of the wife of John Belushi's character, Mrs. Bluto Blutarski.